Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed-Royal. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Live, Yahuwah Radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide, international radio broadcast. Top part of the Sabbath day is now on the air. I be your host. My name, your seer, Israel, of Seed-Royal. This is the top part of the Sabbath day. This is the day that the Almighty has made for me and you. 5/17/2024. This is the day that the Almighty have made for me and you. This is it.
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off.
Yes.
Which, may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here. But I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Friday night, top part of Saturday. And remember one thing, all six vocations is ready to go. The memos will come in as we speak. Call for details where you locate it. Call the international line 224-600-5579. And then we'll see where you within 70 miles of any of the six anointed counts from South Carolina, six, Baltimore, Maryland, five, Detroit, Michigan, four, three, Kankakee, two, Springfield, Illinois, one, Chicago, Illinois. Call for details on the international line, 224-600-5579. And remember one thing, this is about Yahuwah's business, but we got to edify. A lot of memos have came in, and we're going to go over a lot of things and take care of Yahuwah's business. And we see who's coming on stage for the night, top part of Saturday. It's Daughter Yahuwah, so we might as well go and get something going right away. No need to land. Seek me prime, Daughter Yahuwah. And see if she coming high on that microphone in grand style, no doubt about it, by meeting the daughter of Yahuwah, one of the sisters out of Cap 1. Hey, daughter of Yahuwah, Yahuwah be with you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of T. Royal.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Damn, daughter Yahweh, you sound hallelujah, strong, and that's what I like.
Hallelujah.
That's what you see your like, no doubt about it. Now, daughter Yahweh, you got a lot of memos on the table. A lot of information we be trying to bring out. For one thing about it, Yahweh got his hand on this ministry. And this ministry has been chosen to unlock deep sand. Deep sand or dark sentinel sand. Matter of fact, let's see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12 said, daughters. And we'll get a case in point, but let's get all the help we can get. So turn that Bible and look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, top part of Sabbath day. Take your time, darling, come out.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12, reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. Explain about the righteous spirit, daughter. Let's go to 4:16. See, now that's big talk. Now that's good talk. The righteous spirit would teach you in that very same hour, daughter. But what do it say in 4:16 of the book of Luke? Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
The book of Luke.
Luke.
Chapter
4,
verse 16. Verse 16 reads, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read."
And what happened next?
Verse 17 reads, "And there was delivered unto him the book of the seer, Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written." Verse 18. "Spirit of the YHWH Yahweh is upon me, because he have anointed me to teach the covenant to the poor. He have sent me to heal the brokenminded, to teach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised."
Now that's a big verse, daughter. Now see that verse with that, daughter, is what we're gonna have to examine. Now, read that verse again, daughter, because now you're on struck gold, daughter, on the top part of the Sabbath day, no doubt about it. But you got a whole lot of precepts in that. So remember, we dropped down Luke 12:12, saying the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. And that's a great thing. But you just can't use this saying that without understanding verse 18. Now read verse 18 one more again there, daughter, because we own something in verse 18. What is it saying 18 again?
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, "The spirit of the YHWH Yahweh is upon me, because he have anointed me to teach the covenant to the poor. He have sent me to heal the brokenminded, to teach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty."
Right, look at that's a whole lot in that, daughter. We got a whole lot of precepts in that, daughter. So I don't even know where the page we started, but the spirit of Yahweh is upon me to teach the captive and the poor. Now we got to make sure we clear, daughter. The spirit of Yahweh is upon you, upon me to teach the captive and the poor. But let's precept that to 1:23 of Proverbs. Let's get a little more information on this spirit of Yahweh that is on me. So if the spirit of Yahuwah is on an individual, then his mindset will be line up these scriptures. Now, Proverbs 1, 2, and 3, what does it say?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Verse 23 reads, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon unto you. I will make known my word unto you."
See, but you got to turn. I mean, but you receive the righteous spirit, you got to turn. You got to turn around from what you own already. You got to turn. You got to bow faith. Turn. The only way you can receive the righteous spirit of Yahuwah, you must turn back to this Bible with understanding. So now, you got to turn, and what's that supposed to mean when you precept at the St. John chapter 14, 15, and skip down to verse 21 and 24 and 26. Now, see, dog, listen to this hand here. The wisest man in the world said, to receive this righteous spirit, this understanding spirit, you got to turn. Turn from what? What you got to turn from? We're going to precept the Bible with St. John chapter 14, verse 14, 15. Then we'll skip down to 21 to 24 and 26. Take your time, dog. Let's edify the national audience, over 900,000 strong on the international side. Let's edify them by what he means by the spirit of Yahuwah is upon me. Come on.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 14, 15, 21 through 24, and verse 26. Verse 14 reads, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Verse 21 through 24 reads, verse 21, "He that have my commandments and keep them, he that have my covenant and keep them, he it is that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Verse 22. Judah said unto him, not Iscariot, "Yahuwah, how is it that thou wilt manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world?" Verse 23. Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the Father, answered and said unto Judah, "If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him, and make our abode with him." Verse 24. "He that loveth me, keepeth. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." Verse 26. "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever he said to you."
Excellent. Now back up, daughter, because you own something. We're going to try to put these pieces together. Now back up to 16 down to verse 20. St. John chapter 14, verse 16 to 20. We're going to try to tie it all in, daughter, because you own something. We're going to see if we can tie it all in. So remember, the righteous spirit will teach you But we find out the right of the Spirit is only going to come to you if you keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. And that's why a lot of people just confused today. They think they just can say Luke 12, verse 12, and have caught the righteous spirit's order and think you be to compete in the arena at a time appointed. No, it don't work like that. Look what it says in verse 16 down to verse 20. 16 and 20. St. John 14, 16 down to verse 20, that daughter. What it say?
St. John chapter 14, verse 16 to 20. Verse 16 reads, "And I will praise the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Verse 17, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Verse 18, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Verse 19, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also." Verse 20, "At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will know. You will know because Yahweh going to do something for you in 22 verse 2 down to verse 5 or some. Yep. So now we're learning something on the way of learning something on how this works. Now, daughter, he's saying, now listen, you got to keep the law, statutes, and commandments to receive the comforter, which is the righteous spirit. And you have turned toward what the righteous spirit is saying, and the signs that you will have on you will be a Psalms 22, verse 2 down to verse 5. Let's see what it says, daughter, in Psalms 22, verse 2 down to verse 5.
The book of Psalms, chapter 22, verse 2 through 5. The book of Psalms, chapter 22, verse 2 through 5. Verse 2 reads. Okay. Verse 2 reads, "O my Yahuwah, I cry in the daytime, but you hear it not, and in the night season, and am not silent." Verse 3, "But you are righteous, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Verse 4, "Our fathers trusted in you, they trusted, and you didst deliverest them." Verse 5, "They cried unto you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not confounded."
Ain't that something? So you see that, daughter? So we find out to not be confounded, you got to trust in Yahweh. So the understanding we're getting so far, to receive the righteous spirit, the truth, you got to be keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. And the sign of you keeping the law, statutes, and the commandments, meaning that you will not be confounded. That means you will not be confused. And that's the key right there. So the signs that you look for is what you read now. When you are led by the Spirit of Yahuwah, the last thing you will be is what word again? Read that verse 5 again. Read verse 5 again, daughter. You on something, daughter. You're stumbling up on something that we're going to go there. Read verse 5 again, that daughter.
Psalms chapter 22, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, they cried unto Yahuwah and were delivered. They trusted in Yahuwah and were not confounded.
You see that? So when you trust in Yahuwah, you will not be confounded. You will not be confounded. Oh, we see Sister ABFP, that the presence is coming on for the top part of the Sabbath day Israel. Bring her in. And that was excellent there, Dolly Yahuwah. She's been bringing the princess in for the top part of the Sabbath day, and she's coming on stage holding that microphone. So to ABFP, princess. Yahuwah Bishop C. Royce. Princess. Yahuwah Bishop C. Royce.
Yahuwah
okay,
be with you,
my yeah. Well, that's what I said. Yahuwah bless me, right? Yahuwah be there. Hey, be a Peter.
Yahuwah
turn out. Yahuwah bless you. Matter of fact, let's read that, hey, be a Peter. Let's read how we supposed to address one another in Ruth 2, verse 4. Let's you can be run down exactly what we're supposed to do in the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 4. Let's even say that, princess.
My speaker was off.
Yeah, turn that speaker up and get a little loud and holler in that microphone a little bit. On the international side, over 900,000 strong. So we'll find out exactly when an Israelite meets another Israelite, exactly how he's supposed to meet and greet, according to Ruth, chapter 2, verse 4. Let's see, to say that, daughter. I mean, A.B. or Phoebe. What's A.B. or Phoebe? Ruth 2, verse 4.
You said Ruth?
Gotta crank it up now.
Ruth chapter 2.
But the national is here.
Ruth chapter 2, verse 4. And behold, by Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, Yahuwah be with you. And they answered him, Yahuwah bless you.
You see that? Well, that's how Israelites meet and greet one another. First one said, Yahuwah be with you. The next answer coming out of it, behind that is Yahuwah bless you. That's the game changer. And just says Yahuwah. Yahuwah be with you. What you supposed to say behind that? Yahuwah bless you.
Yahuwah bless
you. So we take a look at some things. And I want to get back off on something. And I want to hit the stage that it's some words that we left off on. We got a lot of memos came in yesterday on some statements that was made on identifying the children of the book. That it was a mark put on them. It was a mark put on them. But all the way you're going to be able to understand this mark put on them, Sister A.B. or B.B., what do it say in Sirach 32:24? The only way you understand it was a mark put on these people called the children of Israel. And the only way you're going to be able to see these things is look at Sirach chapter 32, verse 24 there, A.B. or B.B. Let's see, to say it in Sirach 32, verse 24.
Sirach, chapter 2, 32, verse 4.
32, verse 24. 32, verse 24. What is it say in Sirach 32, verse 24?
Sirach, chapter 32, verse 24. Fowler, a win. And Burton's are for the ass. And bread, correction. And works for the for a servant.
Is that 32:24 there? Look at the real company. Is that 32:24?
I'm sorry, I'm on 33. You said 32. Verse 24?
Yeah, verse 24.
Okay. Sirach chapter 32, verse 24. He that believeth in Yahweh taketh heed to the Torah instructions, the commandments. And he that trusteth in him shall fare never the worse.
Mm-hmm. So the key to it is, all the way you're going to trust in, all the way Yahweh is going to work with you, you got to trust in Yahweh by doing his law, statutes, and commandments. See, you have to be able to do the law, statutes, and commandments. And that's when the sign of the righteous spirit is coming to visit you. That's the key right there. And then you will not be confounded or confused. But it starts when you... give me that verse again, daughter of Yahweh. Give me that verse 1, 2, and 3. What we got to do, daughter of Yahweh, in Proverbs 1, 2, and 3, to be not confounded, to get prepared to help others to come. One thing we don't have to do, especially in the Yahweh 6 anointed camp, this is what we got to do. Proverbs 1, 2, and 3. What it said is, daughter of Yahweh, what it say again?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23. Verse 23 reads, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Mm-hmm. So we got to turn. And now we got to find out, Dolly Yahweh, who got to turn? Who got to return for him to make his words known unto you? Who got to turn? Let's go to Joel the seer. Joel the seer, chapter 2, verse 27, down to verse 32. Let's find out in writing who got to turn to the Almighty Yahweh. Who got to turn? And we go on see what the seer wrote in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 27, down to verse number 32. Let's talk about it, daughter Yahweh. Come on.
The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 27 through 32. Verse 27 reads, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else. My people shall never be ashamed. Verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Verse 29. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Verse 30. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Verse 31, the S-U-N, the sun, shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the YHWH Yahweh come. Verse 32, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Yahuwah shall be delivered. For in Mount Yagda Judah and in Israel shall be delivering, as the Yahuwah have said, and in the remnant whom the Yahuwah shall call.
Now that's a lot. But now in the remnant he gonna call. Now see that big talk. But now when we read that, according to the Bible, who is he telling that got to get themselves right for the spirit of Yahuwah to be pulled up on them? Who is he talking about? See, we come on this broadcast to edify the national audience, over 900,000 strong on the international side. So we find out that your young men is going to do dreams and they're going to prophesy. But when you read that verse with the understanding, Yahuwah's voice is over to Israelites, who is he talking about? And we have to go right back to verse 27. And so we be clear of who is he telling what he going to do. So we have to remember one thing. When you read Joel chapter 2, or when you read when Peter is talking about this Shema properly, signing, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, the teachers of the sixth anointed count. Please go over verse 27 to be clear of who we talking about. Then he going to pour his spirit on. And daughter Yahuwah, I can read verse 27. So when you read 27 all the way down to 32, and 27 and 32 is a requirement to receive the spirit, according to verse 27, who is he talking about, and what you got to do to maintain the spirit, in verse 32. So edifying is what we have to do. Because remember, daughter read in 22 verse 5, you will not be confused. You will be not confounded. You will not be troubled if you just follow the order of the Bible. Verse 27 and 32, come on, bring it out, daughter.
The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 27 and verse 32. Verse 27 reads, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed.
Verse 32.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Yahuwah shall be delivered. For in Mount Yagda Judah and in Israel shall be delivering, and as the Yahuwah hath said, and in the remnant whom the Yahuwah shall call.
Now, see, that's big talk. But now, daughter, when we read this verse 27 down to verse 32, it's talking about a specific people have to set their game up. And verse 27, it names the people, and he said, I am your Yahuwah, you children of Israel, and none else. See, you have to know, just not reading a bunch of, but he got a requirement for the children of Israel to do in 32. They must call on the name. If they're not calling on the name, you can be Israelite, but here's the requirement for me to pour my spirit out on you. We found out in the early part, unless you have to be keeping the laws, statutes, and the commandments. And then the sign of you keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments, when we look on you, what you will not be 22 verse 5 again, daughter. Daughter Yahweh, give me Psalm 22 verse 5. And then when we look upon you, in 22 verse 5, we will not see this. That's when you keeping the order of Yahweh, what we will not see, according to 22 verse 5. Let's talk about it, daughter. 22 verse 5 of Psalm.
The book of Psalm, chapter 22, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, they cried unto Yahweh and were delivered. They trusted in the Yahweh and were not confounded. Israel.
You see that, daughter? So you see, this is what leadership have to always understand. When you teaching or receiving something, the individual might come in confused and dummy down in the world. But when they leave, they supposed to see you not confounded because you have got them on the right track. But if you see where the person leaving confused and you confused, then you just at a stalemate. Because then you got to find out what will happen that I won't even get the message across. We just showed you. The Spirit of Yahweh is not going to rest on you unless you're keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments. And the sign of it will be you will be confused by not keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments. And then you will be confused. And David said, listen, I don't want to be confused. Okay, fine. Then it starts by you knowing the order of keeping the laws, statutes, and the commandments. That would start erasing the confusion. Then another thing you have to do. Oh, we got another mother coming on the broadcast. Let's see if we on stage. Let's see if we bring Mother D.F. Israel here. So, Mother D.F. Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother, you sound real. You sound great, Mother. I mean, you must have fixed that piece of telephone, that piece of microphone, and now you sound like a champ over there. No doubt about it. And I like that spirit. So now we find out, to edify this national audience, that what they have to look for, a ministry that is able to show them that my people, he got a people in his book. He got people in his book. Now, when you read Mother D.F. Israel, will you read 2 Chronicles 14 through 16? When you read Chronicles 14 through 16, when they read these verses, Mother, they're fine when they read these verses. But this is where we come in, the one that's learned, and to break these verses down. Because we've been taught by somebody else. And this ministry now is trying to unlock you now to know how to properly read this Bible to understand. But it's only going to work if you keep in laws, statutes, and commandments, and you got to turn back to the Almighty Yahweh. You got to turn. It ain't going to work no other way. So you wonder why it don't work for you, why you're confused. And you don't understand the call, first of all, you're not keeping law, statutes, and commandments. Let you know you got to turn. Let me make a bow face around and examine yourself if you keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Then he will knock the thigh out of being confused. You will not be confused. So when we read 2 Chronicles 7, 14 down to 16, Mother dear of Israel. Now, out on that microphone, you sound real good early part. But you can get a little bit more out of you. 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 16. Come on.
Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 through 15 or 16.
Straight down to 16. 14, straight on down to 16.
All right. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Verse 15. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attended unto the prayers that is made in this place. 16. For now have I chose and sanctified this temple that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine mind shall be there perpetually.
Mm-hmm. That's a big word, Mother. He said, now, my people is called by my name. He says, eyes going to be watching him. What kind of way, Mother? Perpetually. Now, we're going to get a precept on this word called perpetually, and then we're going to go and see exactly who are you talking about. Because the key to it is, you can go into a protected agency, and you say, well, yeah, you see my back pocket been ripped off and my wallet been taken. He said, he took my wallet. Oh, yeah, I see your back pocket is ripped off. But you got to tell me something more than just he took in your wallet, because there's a bunch of he's out there. I need better descriptions on the he. See? And that's the same thing we have to do, is bring in better descriptions on the people that's called by his name. We got to give more detail to that and just read that one verse. But the key word he said, perpetually. So we're going to precept that to 1 Kings 9, verse 3 there, Mother D.F. Israel. Get a precept on that, 9, verse 3. And then we'd be able to answer that question if we read that verse with the precept to these verses. Then those that's in class or the one that you're teaching, they'll start seeing a different spirit on themselves and you, because you're going to tie in to my people that is called by my name. He said, now the one that's called by my name, I'm going to watch them perpetually. So in 1 Kings 9, verse 3, Mother, D.F. Israel, precept on that, 9, verse 3 of 1 Kings.
1 Kings chapter 9, verse 3. And Yahweh said unto him, I have heard your prayers and your supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this temple which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually.
See, perpetually means I ain't gonna never take my eyes off of you. That's the there go your precept. The word called perpetually. That's got big business right there. Now, hey, daughter, hell me, Isaiah 59, 10 down to verse 21. Wait, no, make it 7. Down to verse 21, waiting on me, daughter. But I ain't through with this. Now, help me, Isaiah 59, 7 down to verse 21, daughter Yahweh. I had it waiting on me. But I ain't through with this right here. Now, A.B. Princess, I want to deal with this right here with a precept, but we're going to say it. He's perpetually, my people is called by my name. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, who are you talking about? Who are these my people that are called by my name? If you humble yourself, if you do right, he said, I'm with you. Perpetually. Who is he talking about? A.B.L. Phoebe. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Who are the people you're talking about that we can read? 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. What does it say?
2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5. Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no among all the tribes of Israel to build an house in, that my people, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to be a ruler over my people Israel. Verse 6. But I have chosen Yahdah Judah, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Relinquish.
Well, now, when we read 2 Chronicles 7:14-16, he said, if my people that is called by my name will humble themselves. Humble means keep the law, statutes, and commandments.
Yeah.
He said, I'm watching you perpetually, but according to Matthew 2, verse 6, with a precept of A, B, or B, then I'm going to ask the question. Who is he talking about in 2 Chronicles 7:14-16? After I precept it again in Matthew 2, verse 6, on the precept it again.
Matthew.
What it say in Matthew 2, 6?
Chapter 2, verse 6. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Yahdah Judah, are not the least among the princes of Yahdah Judah, for out of you shall come a governor, and that shall rule my people Israel.
That's it. So now, when we read 2 Chronicles 7:14-16, we read, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, that means keep the laws, statutes, and commandments, then I will heal their land.
Because
I'm watching them perpetually. Who is my people? We just got to read with the precept. His people is my people's Israel.
Yes.
My people's Israel. So what has to be known when you read 2 Chronicles 14-16, who is the subject matter he's talking about? But the only way you will understand that is through the precept. So when you're teaching 6 Anointed Camp, when you go to these verses right here, 7:14-16, put a name on what people he's talking about, have to turn and humble themselves. That means they got to make sure they come back to the law, statutes, and commandments.
Yes.
And his people deal, the peoples of Israel.
Yes. See?
With the precept. So the Bible will answer it, and the gainsayers will be stunned. So we have to be able to bring that in if you go to 7:14-16. Make sure you got your precepts to tie in what people that he's talking about. Because the people that he's talking about, Zodiac Yahuwah, in Isaiah 57, verse 7 down to verse 21, listen to this. So now, in Isaiah chapter 59, Zodiac Yahuwah, what it say in 7 down to verse 21? Take your time there, daughter Yahuwah. Isaiah 59, 7-21, come on.
Okay, say Isaiah chapter 59, verse 7 through 21. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 7 through 21 reads. Verse 7 reads, their feet run to do evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, which is sin. Wasting and destruction are in their path. Verse 8, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their going.
They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Verse 9. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doeth justice cover overtaketh us. We wait for light, but behold, obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. Verse 10. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes, stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. Verse 11. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before Yahuwah, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquity, we know them. Verse 13, in transgressing and lying against the Yahuwah, and departing away from our Yahuwah, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the mind words of falsehood. Verse 14, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. And he that depart from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Yahuwah saw it, and it displeased Yahuwah that there was no judgment. Verse 16, and the Yahuwah saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on the righteousness as a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garment of vengeance for clothing. And his cloth was veiled as a cloak. Verse 18, according to their deeds, according he will repay. Fury to his, the nations he will repay recompense. Verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the YHWH Yahuwah from the west, and his honor from the rising of the S-U-N, the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The spirit of the Yahuwah shall lift up a standard against him. Verse 20, and the Redeemer shall come to Yahdah Judah, turn from transgression in Israel, said the Yahuwah. Verse 21, as for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Yahuwah. My spirit that is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart, and out of your mouth, of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, said the Yahuwah, from his forth and forever. Hallelujah. Wow.
Now, that's big talk right there. Now, see, again, that's big talk. But by the same token, back of the verse number 10 and 11, that daughter, what it says in verse 10 and 11. Look what it says in verse 10 and 11.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 reads, "We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men." Verse 11, "We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation."
See, that's not good talk here. Now, we got a lot of, see, here's the point again. Now, it's time to break down the precept on who this happened to and where is he pulling this from. We found out we roar like bears. Yeah, we make a big sound. We roar like bears. But when we get jacked up, we just like doves. You know, we roar like bears. We growl all the time. But then all of a sudden, when you're cornered, you're just like a dove because you can't break this thing down. And this is what, but here's the point. He says, give me Baruch chapter 4, 1 down to verse 4 there, daughter. Baruch 4 out of the red book. Let's find out who these who he's talking about. A mother day of Israel. Tell me where his precept is coming from. And Deuteronomy's mother, a mother day of Israel. I need to know what his precept coming from that we're talking about, and how we're gonna find out is by going to the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy. Going to 31, mother. Look at verse number 1. We're gonna find out how do we break this down through the precepts of who is roar like a bear, but they really as dead men. We're gonna find out by daughter and Baruch 1 down to verse 4. What's going on there, daughter? Yahweh, come on.
The book of Baruch. Chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, verse 1 reads, "My son, defraud not the poor of his living, and make not the needy eyes to wait long. Verse 2, make not an hungry soul sorrowful, neither provoke a man in his distress. Add no more trouble to a mind that is vexed, and defer not to give to him that is in need. Verse 4, reject not the supplication of the afflicted, neither turn away your face from a poor man."
Mm-hmm. Now back up to 3 and 1 and 4. Back up to verse Baruch chapter 3:1 and 4. They tell you your rules and regulations, what to do, what not to do. Now we got to put a picture on who you're talking about. Baruch 3:1 and 4. Come on.
The book of Baruch chapter 3. Verse 1 and 4. Verse 1 reads, "Hear me, your father, O children, and do thereafter, that you may be safe."
Hold on, daughter. Look at Baruch 3, 1 and 4 real carefully. Baruch chapter 3, verse 1 and 4. Look at it real carefully, daughter.
Baruch chapter. Chapter 3,
verse 1 and 4.
Oh, I was reading four. Okay.
She didn't read four either.
Oh, right. Baruch chapter 3, verse 1 and 4. I was in the wrong book.
Even chapter 4 you didn't read right.
Actually, I was in the wrong book. Baruch chapter 3, verse 1 and 4. Baruch chapter 3, verse 1 and 4. Verse 1, O Yahuwah, Almighty, Yahuwah of Israel, the soul in anguish to you.
Verse 4.
O Yahuwah Almighty, thou Yahuwah of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children, which have sinned before you and not hearkened unto you, unto the voice of you, of their Yahuwah, for the which cause these plagues cleave unto us.
Verse 8.
Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity. There thou hast scattered us for a reproach and a curse, and to be subject to payment according to all the iniquities of our fathers, which departed from the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah.
Uh-huh. So you see that? So now, but you, well, you might as well go in and go and knock out one down to verse 4, but we make sure we stay on point. Now give me Baruch chapter 4, 1 down to verse 4. So now you see, now when we do go back to Isaiah, with an understanding, we're reading about this dead man. So now we can deal with the dead man by having the precept of Baruch. Now we know who the dead man is. See, everybody is qualified to read it, but it ain't talking about everybody. It's talking about a specific dead man. And with the precept, we just found out who this dead man is, according to Baruch chapter 3, verse 1. And dead man is talking about the whole 12 tribes of Israel. When you precept the Bible to 3, verse 4, the dead man is talking about the children of Israel. That's the dead man. That's the one be roaring like a bear. But when you end up getting hold to him, he sound like a dove. See? And that's them old preachers. And that's them old Sunday preachers. They roar all over the place. They can tell you all about what they need, and they're keeping the wrong day, the wrong name, and everything. And then they ask you about, well, when are you going to bring my tithes in? Well, when are you going to stop teaching on the wrong day? When are you going to stop calling about the wrong name? When are you going to tell us about what supposed to put in our mouth and what not to put in our mouth? When you take care of that, preacher, you can remind me about my tithe, but you sure can't remind me about keeping the right day, not Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, Eden Hall. You forget to tell me that ain't the way to go, but you remind me about bring the tithes in. See? That's these preachers. They roar like a bear, but when you ask them a couple of questions, they sound like a couple of doves. All you know about is when you gonna bring my tithes in. When you gonna show me how to get my body strong. When you gonna tell me how to get my mind strong. When you gonna tell me about his name is not Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah. When you gonna tell me that. Okay? See, when you gonna tell me that, but you remind me to bring my tithes in. So that's what he mean by they're dead men and they roar like a bear and they mourn like a dove. Because when you're asking these questions, They got no answers for you. They got that morphine drip on them called Christianity. They're going to drip you to sleep, and they're going to fleece you to every generation till Yahuwah come and burn them in the fire and burn you in the fire participating with them. And that's what I'm having to tell you. You might mean well. That's all he's coming to tell you, humble. It's time to take a look at this thing or put this book down. How you going to have this book in your hand and you don't break down nothing in this book? How? That's not the order of this book. Those that roar like a lion, these preachers, but when you hem them up, they're just like a dove. They're not going to never tell you that you're going to eat no hog. They're not going to never tell you what to eat and what not to eat. They're not going to never tell you there was no English till 449 A.D. and English became official language in 1382. They're not going to tell you nothing but we are Christians. Well, then what you got the Bible in front of you if you're Christian? Why? You got the Bible open. Put the Bible down. Now, daughter of Yahuwah, now read Baruch after he was hemmed up. See, Yahuwah told Baruch, I still kill you, Baruch. Matter of fact, daughter, A.B. or Phoebe, read what Yahuwah said, I still kill you, Baruch. Because Baruch forgot about the mission in the 45th chapter of A.B. or Princess Israel. Baruch had forgot about the bigger picture. And let's see what he did and what did Yahuwah say to him in 45 verse 1 down. We keep reading until we get our point. Hey, Abel, Phoebe, Princess Israel, what it says in Baruch and Jeremiah 45, pick up verse 1. Let's see what's going on here. Come on.
Jeremiah 45.
45 verse 1. Raise your voice up there. Raise your voice up there, Princess. Let's just... 900,000 plus years, and he is real good. Talking about Baruch in the 45th chapter, 45 of Jeremiah. Let's see what he told Baruch. We'll read a little bit till we get our point. 45 verse 1. Come on with some audio.
Jeremiah chapter 45 verse 1. The word of Jeremiah the seer spake unto Baruch the son of Nehor, when he had written these words in the book of at the mouth of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoshaphat, the son of Hosha, king of Judah, saying, verse 2, thus said Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, unto you, O Baruch. Verse 3, you didst say, woe is me now, woe is me now, for Yahuwah have added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighting, and I find no rest. Verse 4, thus said you say unto him, Yahuwah saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. Verse 5. And seest you great things for yourself. Seek them not. For behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith Yahuwah. But your life will I give unto you for a prey in all places, whether you go it.
Why are you going to do that according to verse 3 and 4 there? Hey, Bill, why is Yahuwah really got his eyes on Baruch? Why so in verse 3 and 4? Why is he really telling Jeremiah to seer, you go tell Baruch, what did Baruch do to make Yahuwah catch Yahuwah's attention according to read verse 3 and 4 again?
Jeremiah chapter 45, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3, you didst say, woe is me now, for Yahweh have added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my exciting, and I find no rest. Verse 4. Thus shall you say unto him, Yahweh saith thus, behold, that which I have built, will I break down? And that which I have planted, I will pluck up, even this whole land.
See, Baruch, he's a scribe for Jeremiah's fear. And when he started writing down what Jeremiah was told by the Mighty One, he paused and said, oh, woe is me. He wasn't looking at the bigger picture of what he could do for the whole nation of Israel. He started to worry about himself.
Yes.
Oh, woe is me. He started worrying about himself. The picture is not about yourself.
Right.
It's about what you do for the people.
Hallelujah.
So, Yahweh, I guarantee you, Baruch, you start worrying about yourself, and the mission is the people.
Yes.
See, this mission we on is the people. It's not about ourselves. We got to put ourselves to the side and get the blessing that Yahweh has bestowed on us, but we can't break up, oh, how tired I am. Oh, woe is me. You been cut down something, and I just got to get me a little house over here. I just got me a mate. Now I'm skinny and grinning now. See that?
Yeah.
So now who is he talking about? So he's just ready to pluck up and tear down. Now we're going to precept this in 18 chapters and put a name on who he's talking about. See, the world got to understand something. He is talking, but talking to who? Who are you going to plug up? Going to Jeremiah chapter 18. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 18, look at verse 1. And then we're going to pick up verse 5 and verse 6 and verse 7. We're going to find out exactly who you're talking about. You get ready to pluck up. Jeremiah 18, verse 1. Let's talk about it, Preston. Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 18. You said verse 1, 5, and 6.
You read verse 1 first, and then we're going to look at verse 5 and 6.
Okay.
5 and 7. Five
okay.
down to verse 7.
Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 and 5 to 7. Verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, verse 2, arise and go down to the potter's
verse 6.
House.
Now come on, hold on. That's all I want, verse 1. The word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah receiving the word. Read verse 5. From who? Verse 5.
Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 6, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith Yahweh? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Verse 7.
At what instance I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it?
You see it? So this house is the family of Israel. So the family of Israel, that's who I'm going to pluck up and destroy.
Yes.
And Baruch started worrying about himself. I'm going to take down the whole nation of the southern kingdom because the northern kingdom is already gone. So you see, we got to do just more than just read verses. We got to give him the thorough breakdown on who he's talking about. He's giving him the pluck up.
Mm-hmm.
So we give him the pluck up. And the one that is a dead man,
hallelujah,
he's talking about the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
The whole 12 tribes right now today.
Yes.
So when daughter read Isaiah 59, verse 10, he talked about their growth and stumble at noonday, as they do in the night. They said, it's no difference in their understanding was pit, sun shining as high They walk around like it's pitch dark in a closed-in room. That's why you call dead men. So now, so now, Mother Dear of Israel, we're going to find out about we grew at noonday, and we have a dead man, and we have no eyes. So we find out that verse 10, that daughter read, it's talking about children of Israel. I mean, it's talking about a people. We got a priest. Let me see who they're talking about, but we found out by the princess, that's talking about children of Israel. But we won't know where he pulled that verse. But we won't know where that verse comes from about these groups at noonday. So now, in Deuteronomy 30, Mother D of Israel, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, we're going to see if we run this down and see what can we do. And I mean, make it 31. Now, you might read verse 30 to get one. Read one verse, Mother. Verse 8. Deuteronomy 30, verse 8. Deuteronomy 30, verse 8. What it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 8. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of Yahweh and do all his commandments, which I command you this day.
So you see that? And that same thing daughter read, that you got to turn. You got to turn. So if you don't make no turn, turn to what? What I'm talking about, you got to turn and do what? All my laws, statutes, and commandments. Now, 31 verse 1, Mother, who is he talking about? Deuteronomy 31 verse 1, who is he talking about? The whole world? Let's find out. 31 verse 1.
Deuteronomy 31 verse 1. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel.
You see that? Now you see, now you're edifying those that come in contact with you. These words were spoke to all Israel. All 12 tribes he was speaking to. And what did he tell them in verse 9 and 11? Now he's looking at all Israel, Mother. See up Israel. What did he tell them in verse 9 and 11? Verse 9 and 11.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 9 and verse 11, verse 9. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and unto all the elders of Israel. Verse 11, when all Israel is come to appear before Yahweh, YHWH, your Yahweh, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing.
And what? And what in verse 22? And what in verse 22?
Deuteronomy 31, 22. Moses therefore wrote this song and sang day and taught it the children of Israel.
So Moses wrote in a song. How do you think that you see those back in slavery days related message back to music and song? So remember when some came over here in captivity, but it was millions already here. Before they came in captivity, all they had was songs. So they were still making. And so what they called was songs. That's why they go on the dock of the bay take two popsicle sticks or cans and make a song. And they song, we're going to find what this song is all about a little bit later. A little bit later, we're going to find what kind of song they had a little bit later. But what is that in verse 24 there, Mother?
Deuteronomy 31:24. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished.
And then what do you do? What do you do, Mother, in 28 and 30? So then what do you do in verse 28 and verse 30? What do you do now, Mother? 28 and 30.
Deuteronomy 31, verse 28 and verse 30, verse 28. Gather unto me all the elders of your tribe and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ear, and call heaven and earth to record against them. Verse 30. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel, the words of this song, until they were ended.
You see that? So that's how they was able to transport from one captivity to the next, through songs and music. Songs and music. But daughter Yahuwah, come back and give me that 59 verse 11 again, daughter. Now give me that verse 10 again. I just want the top line. I want the top line. That's it. What do these people do? Isaiah 59, verse 10, that's daughter of Yahuwah. What do these people do that we can read?
The book of Isaiah.
What they do?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 10 reads, they grope for the wall like the blind.
They grope for the wall like the blind. And what does they do, daughter? What else they do?
And we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble.
That's it. And we grope like we ain't got no eyes, daughter. I mean, we grope like we don't have no eyes at all. We can't even see that Sunday is the wrong day of the Bible. We can't even see that the name is not Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah. We can't see that we are supposed to be keeping Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and New Year. We can't see that. We are blind at noonday. We walk around like we are blind. And a lot of them are professionals, lawyers, doctors, all type of big positions. And they can't see they're keeping the wrong day. You see? We know what people we're talking about. Because mother just got through reading the song. Now, daughter, let's find out where he pulled that from, so we clear about what people he's talking about. So when we go to Deuteronomy, daughter of Yahuwah, and pick up verse 25 down to 35. See, and so since we grow at noonday, and we likely blind, then what's going to happen to the children of Israel in the song? So what's going to happen to you? And how many times you are sitting at Christian church, and they'll call you a Christian before they call you by your most high name, the children of Israel. And you be quick to pay them tithes, free will offerings, donations, and contribute your time into what they're doing, and that's why you sound like a bear, but you humble as a dove when we just show you the Bible. Then y'all said you start sound like you start acting like a little dove when we ask you, why are you keeping Sunday? Why are you keeping Sunday with the wrong day? See? But you remind me to bring my tithes and free will offering and my donation, my contribution is, and what kind of time can I contribute to the ministry, but you won't even tell me we're doing the wrong day. Why don't you drive the car on the wrong side of the expressway and see how much chaos you cause? Why don't you cut the grass and cut half of it and ask for whole pay? Huh? Cut the grass, half of the grass, then ask for whole pay. See? So you, what we're telling you, the reason why we're in the condition we're in right now, because everything is Bible, we contribute to everything is Bible. We don't do nothing this Bible tells us to do. But you remind us to bring the tithes and the donations and the contributions in. You won't tell us that as long as we keep on eating hog, we're going to mess up our bodies. We're going to have all type of blood clogs and all type of Doc Cook always got his hand on us. Now you got to tell us to get up off that had eaten. Put the king meat down. Put his chicken, cow, and hog down. Replenish your body. Exercise. Build your muscle up in your legs where you're going to be scuttling all around. Exercise. Okay? Why don't you tell them that, Mr. Preacher? Mr. Preacher that roar like a bear, but really mourn sore like a dove because you know you misguided the people of the book. Put the Bible down. Now, Lord Yahweh, and the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, let's see what happens. Verse 25 to 35. What is, and then put 64 in and let's see who do this fit. Deuteronomy 28, 25 to 35, and 64. Daughter of Yahweh deliver.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 25 through 35. And verse 24.
And 24.
Verse 25, 64. Verse 25 reads, "The Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 26, and thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Yahweh will smite you with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerald, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof you cannot be healed. Verse 28, the Yahweh shall smite you with madness and blindness, astonishment of mind. Verse 29, and you shall grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And you shall not prosper in your ways.
and you shall be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save you. Verse 30, you shall betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You shall build an house, and you shall not dwell therein. You shall plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. Verse 31, thine ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat thereof. Thy donkey shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Sons and your daughters shall be given unto another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in your hand. Verse 33. The fruit of your land and all your labor shall a nation which you knoweth not eat up, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed always. 34, so that you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see. Verse 35. The Yahuwah shall smite you in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed. Verse 64 reads, and the Yahuwah shall scatter you among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve other Yahuwah, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
Ain't that, Chuck? Ain't now, what peoples are you talking about that can serve wood and stone? You knew nothing about no wood and stone. You know, you knew nothing about no wood cross. You knew nothing about no stone carved rock. You knew nothing about it. But guess what? You got the cross around your neck. When you go into the building now, you see five, six signs, and the pastor that stands behind us, behind you, we got a cross, and he's behind the rock. Your forefathers and mothers never knew nothing about that. They never knew about no crosses. They never knew about no carbon rock. They never knew about it. But you know about it now. And that's why the children of Israel is scattered to every nation upon the sun. And when you get there, you will be serving other Yahuwah. What? The cloth and the rock, the carved rock. You knew nothing about that, but you know about it now. Why? Because you forsook the order of Yahuwah's word. You didn't keep the laws, statutes, and the commandments. And that's why this is on you today. Now back up, daughter, and give me verse 27. 29 and 35 and 68. Now listen what he's saying. Deuteronomy 28, verse 27, 29, 35, and 68. So you know who he's talking about. He's not talking about no Christian, because you didn't know no Christian when he was wrote. He's not talking about Islam, because there was no Islamic when it was wrote. He wasn't talking about the dogs that do Judaism, five-pointed stars, because there was no five-pointed stars of Judaism. Do you know what he's talking about? You.
28, verse 27, 29, 35, and 68. Deliver. Come on. Come on, daughter. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 27, 29, 35, and 68. Verse 27 reads, the Yahuwah will smite you with the botch of Egypt, and with emerod, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou cannot be healed. Verse 29, and you shall grope at the noonday, as the blind grope in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways, and you shall be only oppressed and spoiled forevermore, and no man shall buy you. Verse 35, the Yahuwah shall smite you in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot unto the top of your head. Verse 68, and the Yahuwah shall bring you again into Egypt, which is bondage, again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you. You shall see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemy for bondmen and bondwomen. And no man shall buy you.
Now, with that understanding, you ought to know who he's talking about. See, when you precept your Bible, you know who he's talking about. When you read Isaiah 22, verse 17 down to verse 19, daughter of Yahuwah. So now, see, now we're making it so plain whether we talk about who it is from this point on or not. You know who we're talking about, but you're going to be still Christian, Islamic, and Judaism. And he ain't talking about no Christian, Islam, or Judaism. You know who he's talking about. But that's what I mean by you blind and you can't see it. Because there's no way if you were, giving any Christian pastor one dime. You might be the best educator in the world, but how you gonna give a Christian a dime to deceive you and everybody come in contact with you? See? He's not going to tell you that we calling on the wrong name. He's not going to tell you that the kingdom of Yahuwah is going to be defeated. He's not going to tell you that in 1121 what a kingdom going to be at, where your heaven going to be at. You think he's going to ever tell you about Deuteronomy 1121? You think your preacher going to ever, you think that roaring bear going to tell you exactly about Deuteronomy 1121? Hey, person, what is it saying in
Deuteronomy
1121?
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, and the land which Yahuwah swear to your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth.
The days of heaven on the earth. See, you're trying to leave here. You know, you're not to leave here. That's Christianity, the morphine drip. You don't leave here. You don't leave here. Now look at the Latter-day Saints. See, you got to give me a precept on that. Well, give him a precept on that, ABFBB. Let's run to the book of Genesis 3. The big digging terrorists out of Utah said they got to have a committee book, that they got to have a precept behind that. Okay. We'll give you a precept. we'll take the first man that he made for the precept. 3:19, Prince of Israel, what it says in Genesis 3:19.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. In the sweat of my face shall you
of
eat
thy face, of thy face, your
of thy
face, in the sweat of your face, thy
shall
face, what?
Bread, till you return unto the ground, for out of it will you taken, were you taken. For dust you are, and unto dust you shall return. Relinquish.
Yeah. Now we got educators make decisions all over the world and don't know that you came from the dust and you're going back to the dust. You see that? The minds that shape our loved ones today will tell us that we're going up, up, and away. See that? That's why we grope at noonday. And we wonder why always we get hemmed up, jacked up. You know why we get jacked up? Because you're not being fed the true word of Yahweh. Meaning you're not listening to the voices of the true Israel, the Israelites. You listen to some Christian pastor that roar like a bear. But when you hem him up, just like a dove, when you ask him, where you get that from? See? Where you get that from? You can remind them to bring your tithes in, but you can't remind them exactly what's going to happen in time to come. They go your precept, big dignitaries. Now, back to dollars. So now what happens behind this? Let's see what happens that we can read in Isaiah 22, verse 17 through 19. Let's see what happens behind that. And Mother D of Israel, help me, the 9th chapter, verse 6. 9th chapter, verse 6. Daniel. 9, verse 6. We're going to read a little bit, Mother. And Daniel 9, verse 6. We'll think of verse number 6. We're going to read a little bit. But daughter Yahweh, let's talk about this Isaiah 22, verse 17 down to verse 19. Let's see, can we tie this in? Isaiah 22, verse 17 to 19. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 22, verse 17 through 19. Verse 17 reads, behold, the Yahweh will carry you away with a mighty captivity and will surely cover you. Verse 18, Yahweh will surely violently turn and toss you like a ball into a large country. There shall you die in the chariot of your honor shall be the shame of the Yahweh's temple. Verse 19, and I will drive you from your station, and from your state shall he pull you down.
That ain't that something. Hear the man saying, he going to put you in what in verse 17, daughter? Hey, daughter, I don't got happy, but I'm not happy. But what he said what happened to you in verse 17?
The Yahweh will carry you away with a mighty captivity, and he will surely cover you.
What kind of captivity?
A mighty captivity.
A mighty captivity. He said you going into a mighty captivity. Now, you know what people just happened to. Do your preacher tell you that? Did he tell you that you left your man and you went off into a mighty captivity? When did he tell you that? Actually, he said, look at it. Hold your tithes in his hand and asked him, how did we get over here? Just hold a tithe in his hand like you hold a piece of meat before a bulldog. And he's looking at he's jumping at the tithe. He's pulling back from it. Hey, Mr. Preacher, how did we get over here? Well, what you mean? Well, how did we get over here? Why are we in this condition we're in now, Mr. Preacher? But your bare sound and self. And dangle your tithes before him. Judge, you got to straighten up, Mr. Preacher. You want to straighten up. You want to straighten up. Because you don't kiss yourself and you're killing me. And it's in all my mouth, I kill everybody around me. And that's what he's talking about right now. He said, I'm gonna cast you into a mighty captivity until you what, daughter? Hey, daughter. He made a vile statement. It's talking both ways of a double meaning. Until you do what, daughter? What he said? What happened to you? Come on back there, daughter. He made a final statement until you do what, daughter?
17.
Yeah, well, I need a little bit more, daughter. I need what's gonna happen to you. He said, I'm gonna cast you out. I'm gonna do this to you until something happened to you, daughter. Can you help those see out, daughter? Let's read it again and maybe come up with the word we need. Particularly verse 17 down to verse 19. The word I'm looking for, that daughter. Let's read again what we got here. I'll tell you what. Why don't you just read verse 14 just to make it sound good?
The book of Isaiah chapter 22 verse 14. Verse 14 reads, and it was revealed in my ears by Yahuwah of hosts. Surely this iniquity, this sin shall not be purged from you till you die, said the Yahuwah of hosts.
Ain't that something? You see the man saying, this is not going to get off of you. You're going to take yourself to the grave. Everybody come in contact with you, and you can keep passing that domino effect. And that's why we only learn from the neck down. We never learn from the neck up. We never learn anything from the neck up. All we learn from the bottom, from the neck down. Slavery. We got all type of problems, don't we? Thumbing all around in the leg. Staggering all around. And all you got to do is tell them to get up off the king's meat and exercise, get off the king's meat. The king's meat will clog you up. The reason you got diabetes, sugar diabetes, calcium, and all type of problems, blood clots, because the king's meat. Huh? You eating Chinese food. You eating stuff that Yahuwah did not give you that to eat. That's why you all in trouble today, body-wise. That's why you got Doc Cook on your speed dial. Because you won't let go of the king's meat. If it ain't got fins and scales in the water, you don't eat it. He didn't tell you eat no red lobster, no frog legs, shrimp, catfish. That's why you got the problem in your body. Huh? That's the reason we jacked up. We got the, and he told you that if you do these things, you're not going to be healed. They're going to give you a bunch of pills to take care of one thing. They're going to cause another problem. But Yahuwah told you plainly you're not going to be healed. Y'all already tried. You're not going to be healed. And you're going to grow up at noonday. And you keep daubing that wall by taking your money and giving it to that preacher. And he'll make it plain pertaining to that. Let's get a precept on that A.B. Abiga, get a precept on that. Let's go to the 12th chapter of Sirach. Get a precept on that, daughter. I mean, princess. Go to Sirach chapter 12. See, it's telling you what to do by the angel, the messenger to the children of Israel. What he said we can read in the book of Sirach, the red book, 12, pick it up verse 1, and let's take it down to verse number 9. But bring your A-game there, Princess. What it says in Sirach 12, now here come angels from heaven. You can look to see her of the time, which is Sirach, eyeball to eyeball. Look what he tell him in the 12th chapter, verse 1, down to verse 9. What he said that we can read, come on.
Sirach chapter 12, verse 1 through 9. Verse 1, when you would do good, know to whom you did it then. So shall you be thanked for your benefits. Verse 2, do good to Yaqwali men, and you shall find a recompense. And if not from him, yet from the Most High. Verse 3, there can no good come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. Verse 4, give to the Yaqwali man, and help not a sinner. Verse 5, do well unto him that is lowly, humble, but give not to the unyaqwali. Hold back your bread, and give it not to him, lest lest he overmaster you hereby. For else you shall receive twice as much evil for all the good you shall have done unto him. Verse 6, for the Most High hateth sinners, and will repay vengeance unto the unyaqwali, and keepeth them against the mighty day of their punishment. Verse 7, give unto the good, and help not the sinner. Verse 8, a friend cannot be known in prosperity, and an enemy cannot be hidden in the adversary. Verse 9, in the prosperity of a man's enemy will he grieve, but in his adversary even a friend will depart. Adversity. Mm-hmm. And his
adversary.
Yeah.
Well, that's good right there. But the angel is telling the seer, put it right, help not a sinner. A sinner is the one that do not keep laws, statutes, and commands. The angel from heaven that got the message from the Son and the Father said, help not a sinner. You know what a sinner is? When he ignores what is written in Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. What it said, Francis? What do it say in Genesis chapter 2? Let me show you how you identify a sinner. Okay, we're going to Genesis 2, verse 3. Let's see if we identify a sinner. Genesis 2, verse 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he may rest from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
Yahweh blessed the seventh day to help not a sinner. Now he's telling you, help not a sinner. Now give me Tobit chapter 4, Princess, 5 down to verse 11. Tobit 4, 5 through, let me get a precept. Now, the angels that got the message from the Son and the Father said, help not a sinner. don't help a sinner. A sinner, you know what a sinner is? Do you know what a sinner is?
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
The angel came from heaven and told the seer, you tell the people of the book, help now. A sinner is those that do not keep the law, statutes, and the commandments. So how are you paying tithes, free will offerings, contributions, donations to a sinner? And that's why things happen to you and you don't know what will happen. So when, because you violate the scripture. It tell you what not to do, but you do it anyway. You see that? Now, Toby had a son called Tobias. The greatest legacy you can leave to your son is the word of Yahweh. Let's see what he says in Toby chapter 4, verse 5 down to verse number 11. Hey, what did that have? A, B, or B? What did Toby tell his boy, Tobias, in chapter 4, 5 down to verse 11. What do you say?
Tobit, chapter 4, verse 5 to 11. Verse 5. My son, be mindful of Yahweh, our Yahweh, all the, your days, and let not your will be set to sin, or to transgress his Torah instructions. Do uprightly all your life long, and follow not the ways of unrighteousness. Verse 6, for if you deal truly, your doing shall prosperously succeed to you, and to all them that live justly. Verse 7, give alms of your substance, and when you give alms, let not your eyes be envious, and neither turn your face from any poor. And the face of Yahweh shall not be turned away from you. Verse 8. If you have abundance, give alms accordingly. If you have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. Verse 9, for you layest up a good treasure for yourself against the day of necessity. Verse 10, but that alms do deliver from death, and suffer not to come unto darkness. Verse 11, for alms is a good gift unto all that give it in the sight of the Most High. I relinquish.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 7 and 8.
Verse 7.
Tobit 4, verse 7 and 8.
Tobit, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Give alms to your of your substance, and when you give it alms, let not your eyes be envious, and neither turn your face from any poor. And the face of Yahweh shall not be turned away from you. Verse 8, if you have abundance, give alms accordingly. If you have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little.
Yeah. Alms means money. And so when you do it, don't be cocking your eyes to your left, to your right. Do it the right spirit, and Yahweh is watching. And what will Yahuwah do? Hey, Bib, and 6:34, I'm happy. Let's see what Yahuwah do when you do it the way he tell you to do it. In Matthew 6:4. Make it 3 and 4. Matthew 6:3-4. Let's see what Yahuwah do when you take care of him. Let's see what he got written out of his own mouth in Matthew 6:3-4.
Matthew 6:3-4.
The owner is looking at, and look at the bottom. I put it at the bottom of the refrigerator.
Oh, Matthew 6:3-4. Verse 3. But when you doest alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand doeth. Verse 4. That thine alms may be in secret, and your Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward you openly.
Yeah. So when Yahuwah said, don't make a spectacle out of nothing. Just do what he tell you to do that you can read and keep it moving. That's all you got to do. So Yahuwah looking at it. Do what you got to do and Yahuwah keep it moving. He looking at it. Now, Mother D of Israel, over here in the 9th chapter of the book called Daniel, and I want to find out a little bit more about Daniel shortly. I'm going to find out something about Daniel shortly. Who is this Daniel that's doing all this talking? And Daniel chapter 9, Mother D.F. Israel, what can we read in verse, let's look at 5 and 6 to get warmed up, Mother. Let's look at Daniel chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. Hey, Mother, D up Israel. What we're saying in Daniel chapter 9, verse 5 and 6.
Daniel chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5. We have sinned and have committed sin and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from your precepts and from your judgment. Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Neither have we hearkened, listen, unto your servant, the seer, which speak in your name, to our king, our prince, and our father, and to all the people of the land.
So what happens if you pay the seal, no, never mind, seven down to verse 9? Okay, well, you know, I'm guilty. I don't pay the seal, no, mind myself. So what happens, Mother, between 7 down to verse 9?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 7 to 9. Verse 7. O Yahuwah, righteousness belongs unto you, but unto us confusion of faith. As at this day to the men of Judah and to inhabitants of Israel, Judah, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries, whether thou hast driven them because of their sin, that they have sinned against you.
Hold that part before we read 9. So if we look for the children of Israel, what will they be here? According to Daniel, they will be in all the countries. Every country you look at, you will find the children of the book. But yet, in all the countries. So you can take any country, and whatever country you go to, you will find the children of Israel. In all the countries. Because I'm going to say, children of Israel. Where are you finding that? You can find today. Where? In all the countries. Now, I need a quick precept on that, Daughter Yahweh. I need a precept on that. So where do you find the children of Israel? That's why I said we got a big job to do. We're going to read the future now. The future. F-U-T-U-R-E. So we know where to look for you at. All we got is find some people and where the country, and we know you there. According to the Bible, we know you there. But what is the plan for you? Let's go to Ezekiel 36, there, Daughter of Yahweh. Look at verse 1, 16, 17, and 24. That's what we're going to read, daughter. We go on to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 1, 16, 17, and 24. Hey, Daughter Yahweh, what they say that we can read? Come on.
So Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 1.
16, 17, and 24.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 1, 16, 17, and 24. 36 verse 1 reads, also, thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, unto the children of Israel, and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the words of Yahweh. Verse 16. Moreover, the word of the Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 17, son of man, when the family of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doing. Their way was before me as the uncleanliness of a removed woman. Verse 24. For I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay, 17
and 24, daughter. Verse 24, daughter.
Okay, verse 17. I read 17. Okay, verse 17. Son of man.
And 24. And 24.
I did. Okay, I'm reading it, but I read it already. 17. Son of man. When the family of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanliness of a removed woman. Verse 24. I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land.
Mm-hmm. So where are the children of Israel at? They in all countries. So we got a big job to do. So we tell the national audience over 9,000 strong to support this ministry, because we got to get to all nations and look at these children of Israel that's in every country. And give them something, and we got to give them something, daughter. Hey, daughter, we got to give them something. What we got to give them? 29:18 of Isaiah. We got to give them something, daughter. We simply know they're in all countries. We got to give them something, daughter. What we going to give in Isaiah 29, verse 18?
Mm-hmm. The book of Isaiah. Chapter 29, verse 18. The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 18. The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Ain't that so? Hey, that's nice, daughter. Hey, daughter, what do the world that have Israelites in every country? What do they need, daughter, according to 29 verse 18?
Hear the word of Yahweh.
To hear the words of this book.
They need to hear the word of Yahweh from this book. So what we got to offer them, daughter, this book. We got to offer them this book. This out of blind gonna come out of this darkness to know they're not Christian, Judaism, Islamic. They got to hear the book. The blind gonna get right when we give them the book. Then what did he say behind that door in the 24th chapter of verse 13 and 14 of Matthew? Then what happened next, daughter? Hey, daughter Yahweh, what happened next? In Matthew 24, verse 13 and 14. What happened next? After they hear the book.
The book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14. And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
So, we ain't got to watch that one eye thing. The end ain't going to come until we teach the book into all nations. So we know we got a lot of time, because we know we got to teach this book, and we got to get to all nations. So the end ain't going to come yet until Yahweh's voices of the truth, like, get to all nations, and all we going to bring you is the book. Precept, 37 verse 4, Ezekiel, daughter Yahweh, precept, 37 verse 4 of Ezekiel. It's a precept, daughter. What is saying 37 verse 4 of Ezekiel?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh.
Hey, that's nice, daughter. Hey, daughter, what do we have to offer those in every nation up under the sun? What do we got to put to offer them, according to 37 word, verse 4?
The word of Yahweh.
Hey, you see what we got to do? It ain't no Christian pastor that's going to give nobody the word of Yahweh. He going to give you the word of Jesus and tell you about this blonde, pale-skinned man going to take you up in the way and come back and save you. See, that's how he's going to talk. He ain't gonna give you no word of Yahweh. He gonna tell you about some Jesus and some Allah and some Jehovah and how you gonna be raptured out of here. That's how you gonna talk. Come on back there, mother D up Israel. So now, we covered pretty good ground, mother D up Israel. What it said in verse 8? We read now that we will have confusion of faith. All you men of Judah, and Judah was with him was Benjamin, Levite, and Simeon, and all the inhabitants of Judah, and to upon all Israel that are near and that are far off, to all the countries where the Yahweh have driven you because you are sinned against him. The reason why you in all these kingdoms because you have sinned against him. That's the reason you scattered to every nation on the planet. That's when the daughter read in Isaiah 22, I'm going to throw you in for a great captivity. I'm going to toss you like a ball because you sinned against him. And every time you go and do Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, you're sinning against the mighty one. He can't help you. Now, mother, D.F. Israel, what happened again in verse 8? Daniel chapter 9, verse 8. Chapter 9, verse 8.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 8. O Yahweh, to us belongeth confusion of faith, to our king, to our prince, and to our father, because we have sinned against you. Verse 9.
Hold that part, mother. So, this sin against who? This sin is our king, our princes, to our fathers, and our kings, princes, fathers, how they look, they have a confusion of face on them. So that's how you know. When you look at that preacher and you ask that preacher with that roaring preacher, why are we here on Sunday, Mr. Preacher? Well, you know, that's the, according to the Bible, why are we here on Sunday? Why are we here on Sunday? Why are we eating this hog? Well, you ain't got to eat but any big piece of this hog. You're supposed to even touch no hog. Okay? Why we got all these body problems with us, Mr. Preacher? Why? Is anything it was told in the Bible we supposed to do? Huh? Yeah, it was told something. Why you never read Genesis chapter 1, A, B, or 1:29 and 31? Why I never heard about no Genesis chapter 1:29 to 31? It's in the book, Mr. Preacher, with your roaring self. Sound like old bear. Why you never read me Genesis chapter 1:29 to 31. I never heard you read this preacher, but you remind me about bringing my tithes in. But why I never read what's written that Abel feeding princes Israel getting ready to read in 1:29 to 31. What does it say that princess?
Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 to 31. Verse 29. And Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and in the which is the fruit of the tree, yielding seed, to you shall it be for meat. Verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Verse 31. And Yahweh saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. I relinquish.
Mm-hmm. And he said, if you want to do your better half, well, I want to really entice him. I want to really get him in my corner. I need to make him a nice full course meal. Well, what should I make? Well, why don't you make what the Bible tell you make? Give me 11 verse 5 of the book of Numbers. Why don't you make him a full course meal? Why don't you do it? Why don't you make him a full course meal? Huh? Why don't you make a full course meal according to 11 verse 5 of the book of Numbers? Oh, I will do something special for him or her. I'm going to make them a full course meal. Okay, good. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. But is it going to be 11 verse 5 or Numbers? Or is it going to be something that the king got on the table? Come on there, person. What does it say 11 verse 5 or Numbers?
Numbers chapter 11 verse 5. We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely. the cucumbers and the melons and the leek and the onions and the garlic.
And Leviticus 17, daughter. Now we got all that. Well, I'll let Tide eat fish. Okay, you all. And he got some ounces. He got an ounce for you. In the 17th chapter. Okay, you want to pull the fish out the way and come back to it later? Okay, good. Let's see what he asked for you to have in 17, verse 1 of the book of Leviticus. Well, you know, you mean hard to eat just fish? Well, according to what you read then, but then he still said something. And what he says that we can read in Leviticus 17, and who is he talking to? 1, 2, and 3. Well, he said that Princess of 17, chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Leviticus chapter 17, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, this is the thing which Yahweh have commanded, saying, verse 3, what man soever there be of the family of Israel that killeth an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp.
Good. Now, what three meat that he just gave you to kill and eat? Hey, princess, Yahweh spake unto Moses, to Aaron his son, about the three meats besides the fish that you can eat. And what is the three meats for this national audience? Over 900,000 strong on the international side. What are the three meats that he allowed you to eat that we can read in verse 3? Just give me three meats. What is that?
Is that in Leviticus, you're saying?
In verse 3.
Okay.
Who gonna give me the three meats that Yahweh just said that I want you to eat? Three meats besides the fish that we can read, and what is three meat meals according to verse 3? Who want to grab that? Anybody want to grab that?
The ox, the lamb, and the goat. The ox, the lamb,
say
and the
again.
Goat. Say
it again, little love.
The ox, the lamb, and the goat.
Ain't that something? You got plenty of meat to eat. You got ox, lamb, and goat. You got plenty of meat to eat. You got plenty of meat to fish, ox, lamb, and goat. That's the meat he gave you, these children of Israel. Did he say children of Israel? Moses, speaking to Aaron and his son, tell the children of the 12 tribes of Israel, here go your meat. The ox, the lamb, and the goat, and the fish. Here go your meat. Why you won't eat the rest of the stuff? Here go you and me right here. And back up. But this is what you do to that meat. In the 8th chapter, verse 1 of Leviticus there. Hey, Bill. What do you do in 8, verse 1 to that meat?
Leviticus.
Leviticus 8, verse 1. Yeah, what you do to that? What you do with that meat?
Leviticus chapter 8, verse 1. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying.
So, who talking? Who talking?
Yahweh speaking to Moses.
So, he's talking, huh? Okay, so we got Yahweh doing talking. So, that's if Yahweh talking, we want to hear what he got to say, don't we? Now, don't. So, we got Yahweh talking. And that's the game changer right there. You don't want to hear your preacher talking. You want to hear Yahweh talking. And what does Yahweh say in 317 of Leviticus there? What do you say in 317? What do you say in 317 that we can read?
Leviticus chapter 3, verse 17. shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwelling, that you eat neither fat nor blood.
So you got to figure out a way to don't eat no what? When you got this lamb, goat, and ox, what you say you don't eat?
Fat nor blood.
You see that? So you see, now, see what Yahweh say? So now you got your lamb, you got your ox, and you got your goat. But what you got to get rid of on your lamb, ox, and goat? What you got to get rid of?
The fat and blood.
The fat and the blood. Now, and how you do that? Back to the 8th chapter, verse 31. How you do that? 8:31. How you do that? 8:31. What you gotta do? What do we do? Okay, I'm going to the restaurant. I'm gonna order me some lamb, ox, and goat and fish from the restaurant. Okay, but Yahweh said you gotta get the blood and the fat off. How do you do that? Leviticus chapter 8, verse 31. No, no talking, mother. Stop. Give me a verse.
I ain't know you can hear me.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I hear you real good.
Leviticus.
Remember, I can sneak up on you when I get, remember, I can sneak up on you when I get ready. 8:31.
Leviticus chapter 8. Leviticus chapter 8, verse 31.
Yeah.
And Moses said unto Aaron and to his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecration, as I command saying.
So if I'm going to a restaurant to eat, what do I got to tell the restaurant man, but you know it ain't going to happen, that I got to do with my, I got to do with anything going in my mouth, I got to do what?
Boy,
and ask that restaurant man, ask the restaurant man, yeah, I want some ox, got some ox, yeah, we got ox, got some lamb too, yeah, I want some lamb, got some goat here, yeah, you got some fish here, y'all, yeah, but can you boil it? Bought it for me?
Yeah.
He said, wait a minute. Wait, you must be listening to Yahweh's boss. Like, we don't do none of that. We don't do none of that to that meat. We'll beat it up. We'll take you one of these old hatches and beat it up on the grill. You gonna beat it up? No, I want you to do more than beat it up. I want you to boil it. Look, you must be listening to Yahweh's boss. Like, you must try to eat right. You must try to escape Doc Cook, ain't you? So what restaurant you went to when you order whatever you did order and they boil the meat first?
None of them.
And you wonder why you got pains in the legs, pains in the back. You know why you got Doc Cook on the speed dial. Because you're going and you're doing contrary to the Bible. That's why we tell you, these preachers, put the Bible down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not following nothing in the Bible. All you remind me was about my tithe. When you remind me about how to eat right. Let's get a precept on that, daughter Yahweh. Hey, daughter Yahweh, how about a precept on that? Let's go to Ezekiel 24 for a precept. Mm-hmm. And we took it verse 3. Okay, well, like, look at Latter-day Saints say, how long do you boil it? Well, you know, we're gonna tell you what the Bible says. How long do you boil it? What restaurant you went to that they boil the meat before they put it on the grill?
No.
And now you want to know why you're the sickest nation it is? Why you got all of the... What we read by daughter, we're going to read before we get up out of here again, that you're not going to be healed. You're not going to be healed in the knees and the back and the legs. You have arthritis and everything, and you're not going to be healed. Why? Because you ain't found nothing that Bible tells you to do. Put your Bible down. Ezekiel 24. Shout to Yahweh. Pick up verse 3. Read on to verse 6.
Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 3 through 6. Verse 3 reads, and utter a parable unto the rebellious people, and say unto them, thus said Yahweh, set it on, and also pour water into it. Verse 4. Gather the pieces thereof, into even every good piece, the thigh, the shoulder, and fill it with the choice bone. Verse 5. Take the choice of the flock and burn also the bones under it, and make it boil well, and let them see the bones of it therein. Verse 6. Wherefore thus said Yahweh, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let no lot fall upon it.
See, the man saying, he said, I talk to him in a parable, Ezekiel. But tell them they're going to eat in this ox, lamb, or goat, or fish. Boil the flesh. How do you boil it? Well. You boil it well enough to get what out of it? The scum. If you don't get the scum out of your meat when you go to a restaurant, they beat it with a hatchet, what is scum going to be at? The scum going to stick to your body. The scum is going to slow you down. And you're going to be wanting to take a quick nap. That's the scum. They're clogging up your arteries. You can't breathe now. Huh? And then you want to take it down with the milk. Milk is for the calf. Milk is not for those after you come off of the titty. The milk days is over with. The milk from a cow was not designed for the children of Israel to have no milk and cornflakes. That only clogs you up. That's for the calf. Milk is for the calf. Milk is not for you. Once you come off the titty, that's the end of milk. You don't drink no more milk. It wasn't designed for the children of Israel to drink milk. Once you off the nibble, that's the end of milk. It's no, grandma, you got some cornflakes and milk? No, I ain't got no. Got some cornflakes, but I ain't got no milk. No, milk is for the cow. We've been taught wrong all over the place. See? That's why we clogged up. We got the scum in our body. We go and buy the hamburger. I'm just going to go down to the big supermarket and buy the hamburger. Take the hamburger, you throw it on the grill. You beat it down. You ain't beat no scum and no blood out. Okay, I want you to beat it on that grill. Huh? You got to boil it well. Get the garbage out of your meat before then cook it, bake it, or fry. The reason you got problems in the body because you got the scum that's blocking up your arteries. That's causing you blood clogs in the legs. You can't bend over. You got pain everywhere. You clogged up full of that scum. We come 6 nights a week to help you. Help us help you. This mess got to get you every nation of the sun where the children of Israel is. Support this ministry. We got to send brothers and sisters all around the world to teach this gospel, this good news. Got it. son. So we're learning a way of learning something. Now, mother, back to mother, D.F. Israel and the book of Daniel. So, in the book of Daniel, mother, so now we have read some pretty good information out of Daniel. Here's the precept you have to do. You got to precept your Bible. The reason why we're in trouble today, we're not obeying what you're getting ready to read. And verse number, did you read verse 9, Mother D.F. Israel? Did you read verse 9?
No, I did not.
Okay, bring it out. Come on out, Mother. Come on, bring it out. Bring it out. Bring verse 9 out.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 9.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 9.
To Yahweh, our Yahweh, belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him.
You see that, mother? See what I mean there? Mm-hmm. How do you rebel against him? How do you do it? Let's find out in verse 10. Let me show you how you do. You know how you rebel against your mighty one? He gonna tell you in verse 10. How?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh, our Yahweh, to walk in his law, which he set before us by his servant, the seer.
Ain't that something? You mean when you pay the seal, no, never mind, we're doing what, mother? What are we doing in verse 10? And we pay the seal, no, never mind.
We have no obeyed the voice of Yahweh.
You is rebellious person. Against Yahweh, where you don't pay the seer, no, never mind. Because he gave the information to the seer to pass it to the elder. He gave the information to the elder to pass it to the teacher. And he says, finally, Mother D.F. Israel, in the book of Issachar, boy, 8 verse 8, what he said, 8 verse 8, Mother?
Job chapter 8, verse 8. For inquire, I pray you, of the former age, and prepare yourself to the search of their fathers.
Oh, you should prepare yourself to search about your father. That's what he just said. Now, where did Job get that from? Where did he get it from? 32 verse 7, mother, of Deuteronomy. Where did he get that from? Where did he come out from? Search where your father. What that supposed to mean? 32 verse 7 of Deuteronomy. What that supposed to mean?
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you your elders, and they will tell you.
The only way you remember the days of old, mother, what do we got to do if we got to remember the days of old? According to 32, verse 7. What are we going to do that, mother? Hey, mother, D.F. Israel. What are we going to do? 32, verse 7.
Ask your father, and he will show you your elders, and they will tell you.
You see that? Now you see what we both do, Mother. If we the type are called to Yahweh, speaking to your children of Israel through Moses and get to the elders, if we the type, what do we supposed to do according to 32 verse 7?
Ask your fathers, and the elders will show you.
But if you ain't got no father, then who takes the place of the father? You don't have no father, according to that verse.
The elders.
Oh, yeah? What did he say when he came in the body in St. John chapter 4, verse 16? Hey, Mother, D of Israel, what he said that we can read in St. John 4, verse 16?
Okay, St. John chapter 4,
verse 16.
Okay. St. John chapter 4, verse 16.
4, verse 16.
St. John chapter 4, verse 16. Yahweh the Son said unto her, go call your husband and come hither.
And what did she say in 17?
The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Yahweh the Son said unto
her. Stop it down. What'd you say again?
She had no husband.
Okay, go back to 32 verse 7 then. Then what she do? She ain't got no father. She ain't got no husband. Then what she do? What did she do then? Let's go back to 32 verse 7. Let's find out what do you do? Well, I ain't got no husband. My father's been dead for many years. So what do you do? Let's see what it says in 32 verse 7. What do you do?
32:7.
What? Huh? Deuteronomy 32:7. I ain't got no hook. Then what do you do? What do I do then? I'm confused. Okay, the Bible says it came up your confusion. 32:7. Pray it. Deuteronomy
chapter 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
Well, so if I don't have a husband, and if I don't have a father, who next, Mother, according to the scripture?
Elders.
That's what we do. Well, I ain't with nobody. I ain't got no hook. Okay, good. Why? I ain't got no father. Okay, good. Then what's the next step? You go tell them, Mother. They go ask who?
The elders.
Yes. Now that's how you edify the body. Come on, daughter, what you got there? It's 2 and 2. 1 down at verse 3, 6:22 of Jeremiah. What you got, daughter? Hey, daughter Yahweh, what you got? Jeremiah 2:2. 1 down at verse 3, 6:22. Daughter of Yahweh, what you got? Pick it up, A-Bill. We'll catch you in our bill somewhere. Come on, A-Bill.
Jeremiah.
2:2. 22, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 22. Daughter Yahweh, have me, Isaiah, chapter 1, 1 down to verse 9, waiting on me, daughter Yahweh. Come on, let me get Jeremiah 22, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 22. Come on, bring it.
Jeremiah, chapter 22, verse 1 to 3, and 6, and 22. Verse 1 to 3. thus said Yahweh, go down to the temple of the king of Yahdah Judah, and speak there this word, verse 2, and say, hear the word of Yahweh, O king of Yahdah Judah, that sitteth upon the throne of David, you and my servants and your people that enter into these gates. Verse 3, thus said Yahweh, execute your judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor, and do not wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow, neither shed blood, innocent blood, in this place. Verse 6, for thus said Yahweh unto the king's house of Yahdah Judah, you are gilded unto me, and the head of Lebanon, yet surely I will make you a wilderness, and the cities which are not inhabited. Verse 22, the wind shall eat up all your pastors, and your lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shall you be ashamed and confound for all your wickedness. Hallelujah.
You know, he said your lovers go into captivity. What do you mean? I mean that preacher. You love that preacher so much that you love that preacher so much he'll lie to you and tell you about Sunday, Lord God and Jesus, and you love the preacher so much.
Yeah,
that's why you're in captivity.
Yeah.
Because you love that preacher.
Yes,
that preacher lied to you like a rogue.
Yeah.
That preacher got you where you don't understand the dietary law. You don't understand that you ain't going up in the way. He got you eating the wrong food. Mm-hmm. And you love that preacher. And you sit in that preacher because he got pretty teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And he can speak well.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. See? He said, he's all your lovers. You love that preacher. Oh, don't talk about my preacher. Your preacher is taking himself to hell and will take you there too.
Yep, ashamed and confound them and their wickedness and all their wickedness.
He's going to roar like a bear, but when you put the buff on him, he sound like a little dove. What you got there? Y'all, what you got in the total statement over there that all say of chapter 1,
right? That's right.
Hey, daughter Yahweh, what you got we can read in Isaiah chapter 1, 1 down to verse 9? Let's talk about it. It's closing statement. Come on. What daughter Yahweh is?
Mm-hmm. I'm right here.
Pick it up,
right,
Mama. You right here, daughter?
Yeah, okay. Isaiah.
Daughter Yahweh. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 9, the closing statement, that daughter. Hey, daughter, what
it
says in Isaiah
1:1-9? The book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. Verse 1 reads, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yahdah Judah and Israel, the northern and southern kingdom. Southern and northern kingdom. In the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Yahdah Judah. Verse 2. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Yahweh have spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Verse 3. The ox know of his owner, and the donkey his master's crib. But Israel do not know my people, doeth not consider. All sinful nations, a people laden with sin, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Yahweh. They have provoked the righteous one of Israel unto anger. They are gone a way backward. Verse 5, why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole mind is faint.
Verse 6. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Verse 7. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. Verse 8. And the daughter of Yasdah is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Verse 9. Except the Yahuwah's hope had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah.
You say, but Yahuwah left a small remnant. Left a small remnant. And if it's a small remnant, you hear the small remnant now. Look at the Latter-day Saints. See, you got to precept that. But we will after daughter's closing statement. Hey, A.B. or Phoebe, have my precept waiting on me, 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 30 and 31, in the closing statement, that daughter of Princess, have me up. 2 Kings 19, verse 30 and 31. Have that waiting on me. We'll give you a precept. What you getting ready to read, that daughter of Yahuwah?
Okay, I'm coming from... Psalm 107, 1 through 3. Give thanks unto the Yahuwah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Yahuwah say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
Second Kings chapter 19, verse 30 and 31. Verse 30. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of the family of Yahdah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Verse 31. For out of Yahdah Judah shall go forth a remnant. Did you hear that? A remnant. And they that escape out of the mount of Yahdah Judah, the zeal of Yahuwah of hosts shall do this. The remnant.
You see that? So you see, he left a remnant. You hear the remnant now.
Yeah.
Give me a precept on that, A.B. or Phoebus. Give me Isaiah 37, verse 31, 32, the closing statement. So you see, we have the answer. And everything is written in the Bible. He got a remnant out here. But guess what? The remnant not Christian, not Islam, or Judaism. You're reading the remnant right now. I mean, do you want to believe the Bible? Put the Bible down. Isaiah 37, 31, 32, what did it say there? Presence in the closing statement.
Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31 and 32. Verse 31. And the remnant that is escaped of the family of Yahdah shall again take root backwards, and fruit bear fruit upward. Verse 32. For out of Yahdah Judah shall go forth a remnant. And they that escape out of the mountain of Judah, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts shall do this. Yahweh coming out.
So, who is the remnant according to the Bible he has left to get you back on the right track?
Yeah,
according to that verse. You see, he got a remnant. And you listen to the remnant now. I'm telling you what you need to know. Close statement. A, B, or C, the action on your part. Take your time and get your closing statement. Come on.
Okay. I want to read from Deuteronomy 28. Verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 29. And you shall grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and you shall not prosper your way, and you shall be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save you. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 5 to 11, 13, 14. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 5 through 11. Hear the word of Yahweh, you that tremble at his word, your brethren that hateth you, that cause you, cast you out for your name's sake, my name's sake. Say it. Hold on.
Where you at, Francis?
Yeah, okay. I don't hear you. Isaiah 66, verse 5. Hear the word of Yahweh, you that tremble at the word, at his word. Your brethren that hateth you, that cast you out for my name's sake, saith, let Yahweh be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of Yahweh rendereth recompense to his enemy. Verse 7, before she travailed, she brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Verse 8, you have heard such a thing. Who have seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Yahdah Judah travailed, she brought forth her children. Verse 9. Shall I bring to the birth and not cease to bring forth? Saith Yahweh. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 10, rejoice, you, Yahdah, with Yahdah Judah, and be glad with her, all you that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, and all you that mourn for her. Verse 11, that you may suck and be satisfied with the breath of her consolation, that you may drink, that you may milk out and be delivered and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. Verse 13, as one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted, Yahdah Judah, in Yahdah Judah. Verse 14, and when you see this, your mind shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like the herb, and the hand of Yahweh shall be known toward this his servant, and his indignation toward his enemy. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Now we're down to Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, give me Isaiah 42, verse 10 and 16. Going to Isaiah 42 there, Mother D.F. Israel, verse 10 and 16. Isaiah 42, verse 10 and 16.
Isaiah 42, verse 10 and 16. Verse
and
21
10. Is a closing statement. And 21 and a closing statement. Isaiah 42, verse 10. 16 and 21 and a closing statement there, Mother D of Israel.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10, verse 16, and verse 21.
Excellent. And a closing statement.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10. Sing unto Yahuwah a new song and his praises from the end of the earth. You shall go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Verse 16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in the path that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Verse 21. Yahuwah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
Ain't that something? All this work. If we do what? Keep the law, statutes, and commandments. He's going to do a new thing with you. But guess where it starts at? Keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. And if you ain't keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, it don't work. It's not for you. If you're still doing Sunday, Lord, God, and Jesus, Jehovah, this is not for you. You have to keep the law. Read verse 8 in the closing statement there, Mother. Verse 8 in the closing statement. 42, verse 8.
Okay, I got to get back there. I tell you. Isaiah 42. 42,
verse
8,
and close the statement there, Mother. 42, verse 8.
Isaiah 42, verse 8. Verse 8.
Verse 8.
I am.
Verse 8.
I am Yahuwah. 42, 8. I am Yahuwah, YHWH. That is my name, and my greatness will I not give to another, neither my praises to graven images.
If you ain't calling me by the four letters, you're just wasting your time, Mr. Preacher, Mr. Rowan Bell. Mr. Rowan Bell, if you still call this man Lord God, Jesus, and Allah, and Buddha, and keeping Sunday and eating all, you're wasting your time. Put the Bible down. I am four letters. Yahuwah, that is my name. And I'm not giving
Yahuwah
my greatness no other name. Come on, Mother, Father, Satan, it's all yours. Come on.
Revelation chapter 12, pertaining to the remnant. Verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the law, the statutes, the commandments of Yahuwah, and have the testimonies of Yahuwah the Son. I want to read Baruch chapter 3, verse 36 and 37. He has found out all the ways of knowledge and has given it unto Israel, his servant, and to Israel, his beloved. 37. Afterwards, did he show himself upon the earth and converse with men. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Excellent top part of this Saturday. It's up to you two. Go by the Bible. Tell your preacher, put the Bible down with his roaring bass sound. Put the Bible down if you're not going to teach me right. Why is I bringing you my tithes, free will offering, donations, and contribute to a ministry that's going to get you thrown in the lake of fire and get me too? I ain't going to do it. I'm going to be looking for Yahweh's voice to come to Israelite and get in where I fit in at. Until we meet again tomorrow at 2 o'clock, from the elders. I'm the mother. I'm the sister. I'm the brother. I'm the young lion teacher. I greet you by saying this. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah,
Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Shalom. Shalom. I can turn off.